Okay, brides, can we all agree that finding bridesmaid dresses that everyone likes is basically a miracle? That's why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, Desi. They have hundreds of gorgeous styles and colors so your bridesmaids can mix and match while still looking cohesive and elevated. Plus, they offer inclusive sizing and styles people will actually wear again after the wedding. If you're building your bridal party look, definitely check out Desi and take one thing off of your wedding planning stress list. Head to desi.com, D-E-S-S-Y.com, to browse their newest collections and see why they've been a trusted name in weddings for generations. Your bridesmaids will thank you later.
This is my royal wedding here.
Well, it was so much fun.
They put together a fake graphic and they were like, how else are we going to get this by her without her knowing that he's proposing? My train that was 75 pounds got stuck in customs.
And I'm sure you probably had like 20 plus vendors.
We had 300. I woke up on Wednesday in our honeymoon in Hawaii and I was tagged in like 600 videos all about my dress. Nothing about the wedding, all about my dress.
Hey, welcome to the Wedding Reporter Podcast. Today we have Chloe Holiday Hubbard with us. She is a social media public figure that currently twirls in the NFL as the only Tennessee Titans majorette. She recently made history last year, being the first majorette in two decades in the NFL. She is originally from Alabama and attended the University of Alabama for college, where she was a majorette in the Million Dollar Band. She met her now husband on TikTok, and last month they tied the knot in Chattanooga, Tennessee with a huge wedding. So she's here to talk all about it. Welcome, Chloe.
Thank you for having me on. I'm so excited.
Oh my gosh, I cannot wait to talk about your wedding. It's been like, seriously, the royal wedding to me.
And so many people
online is like, this is my royal wedding here.
Well, it was so much fun. Like, yeah, literally a dream come true day and week. Because it was a 3-day, you know, shebang. So
yes. 3-day so shebang. Oh my gosh. Well, let's start from the very beginning. Yes. Your love story. Yes. How did you and Cullen end up meeting? You said TikTok.
TikTok. Yeah. So Cullen actually did TikTok before me.
Okay.
Yeah. So I saw one of his videos and I shot my shot. I was the one who slid in the DMs.
Way to go.
And, yep. And here we are today. But yeah, we actually live 10 minutes away from each other. We grew up going to rival high schools. Had no idea.
No way.
Yeah. So we had so many different areas where our, you know, pass cross, but had no idea.
That's
and so,
cool. So
met in college and dated for now this upcoming summer will be 5 years.
Okay.
So yeah, the rest is history. We met that summer and have been going ever since.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what was your proposal like?
Oh my gosh. It was, I thought I would know. I am just like, I do not like surprises at all.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to know about it. And so I graduated college December in 2024. And he told me he was going to propose after I graduated, which like makes sense and all the things. And so that summer, right before I went for my last semester at Alabama,
yeah,
Altar State had DM'd me. And, like, that's a pretty large company. And they said that they were doing a runway show in Tennessee. And I was like, absolutely, I would love to be a part of it. And so my manager sent me a whole, like, graphic of everything that I had to wear, all the things I was doing. Well, he had reached out to my manager at Altar State. And they put together a fake graphic. And they, like, basically came up with this whole idea that there was going to be a runway show. Because they were like, how else are we going to get this by her without her knowing that he's proposing? And so Altar State had me take over their Instagram. Like, in their Instagram, it's, like, very large Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was posting on their Instagram saying, like, I'm so excited about the runway. And people were DMing them, like, what runway we want to come? And it was not a runway show. I show up and it's in Tennessee and on the most beautiful mountain. It's in Tennessee, but it's overlooking Alabama, which is so sweet because like we were moving to Tennessee and he like wanted the Tennessee-Alabama aspect. And
so cool.
My mom had a dress. I didn't want like a specific dress, but she had like a dress I'd been like, oh, that'd be cute to get engaged in. And she was like on the mountain with it. And I pulled up and I just sat in my car because I was like, why is she at my runway show right now? I'm very,
mom.
Yeah, I was like, also, I'm like, what is going on right now? Because it was in the middle of nowhere and nobody was there. So I was very confused. And then once I got out, I was like, how did they get this past me? And so then he was at the top of the mountain in front of a cross. And it was so sweet. They had a full surprise party after. They got it by me.
Wow.
Yeah. very, very well. And then Altered State posted later and was like, it was like a surprise for Chloe.
My gosh.
So,
it was they really actually sweet. Let you post it on their Instagram about this fashion show.
Yes.
That like was not a fashion show.
Right. It was a complete, that's why when I tell you when I pulled up, I was so confused because I was like, how is Altered State in on this?
Seriously.
Crazy.
So then did they like do a whole like, Chloe just got like proposed to, like this was her?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
Full story time thing. And then I actually had my girls wearing Altered State shoes for the wedding.
Oh
so I wanted
gosh.
Like a little Altered State something.
Yeah.
So,
a little nod to your proposal. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. So how long ago was that then?
It was July 27th of 2024. So coming up on 2 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yep.
So you guys had a good engagement.
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
Where you were able to plan this wedding that
right.
you have.
Had to have time to
oh,
plan this wedding.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, for sure. Well, wait for a second. Let's go back to the ring.
Yes.
So did Colin like have any idea of what you wanted? Like, did you guys go ring shopping? Were you like?
No, we didn't go ring shopping.
Okay.
And I didn't even try it. Like, I didn't even know my ring size. So whenever I got it, it didn't fit my, like, it was way too big. But I told him I wanted an emerald cut and I knew I wanted it gold because I'm a gold girly. But other than that, I was like, just surprise me. And he is a mechanical engineer. And so he made a CAD design of it. He drew it up and he did it with Dallas Diamond Bar, which is like this amazing place out of Texas. And they like worked on his CAD design and they went in and like picked the stones like for him, like FaceTime him in like the factory that they have the stones.
What?
And it was the coolest thing because you got to see like them actually creating the ring from scratch.
That
it was so cool. It was so cool. So whenever I got out, I was like, oh, this is perfect.
Yeah.
I love it. So
okay. So emerald cut, can I see your ring?
Oh
my gosh.
So
I love your like additional rings
the top,
with it too.
Mm-hmm.
So gorgeous.
It's very unique. The top was I was like, I want something different. And then, of course, we went back to the same place to get our bands. And I knew I wanted a bottom band, but I wanted the top to kind of look different in some. And it looks like a sunshine. So.
It does. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I love it so much. So blingy and so fun.
Extra.
I love it. Oh, it's so good. Okay. So you get engaged.
Yes.
This was 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You start the wedding planning process.
Yes.
What was that like for you?
So I actually waited last minute, which is crazy. A lot of people don't know that. So we went in January of last year to the courthouse and got married.
Okay.
Yeah, and didn't tell anybody.
So, oh my gosh,
yeah.
Surprise,
yes.
Like we're married already moment.
Yes.
Okay.
So we eloped essentially.
Yeah.
And so we've been married for almost a year and a half now, essentially.
Yeah.
Because we moved to Tennessee and didn't want to live together before we got married. And so, and then I was like, I'm not going to hurry up this wedding planning because I knew I wanted like a very large wedding and that takes a lot of time.
Yes.
So we went to the courthouse and got married. And I kind of, that's when I also was chasing the dream of becoming a Titans majorette. And so not that planning a wedding was on the back burner, but it kind of became on the back burner because I was like, this was a bigger dream.
Yeah.
And so then during football season, which was literally this past football season, I met my planner at New York Bridal Fashion Week. And just by chance met her. And then she's from Chattanooga, which is where I had my wedding, and then signed her on as my planner the next week.
Wow.
And so we basically hit the ball running in like, I want to say September, November, which is very late.
Yeah.
For planning the wedding of my caliber.
For
but
my
she,
wedding, yeah.
She did it. Like she, so we did not, we started planning very late. And I think it's just because I have something going on literally every day of my life. Like I have a very busy life.
Yeah.
And also just, we were already married. So I kind of was like, oh, we're married. Oh, we can plan the wedding later.
Right.
But so yeah, we started planning in November really. And it was crazy starting then because there was so much we had to get done in such little time because most vendors are booked by like that for a November to a May wedding.
Yeah.
So it was crazy. It was something ever. It was a full-time job.
Yeah.
Like, with all the things that we went into my wedding, full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So much planning
mm-hmm.
had to be done.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. For your courthouse wedding, like what was your look?
Oh, no, nothing.
Nothing. Really?
No.
So that surprises me.
It was a big so because I just wanted it to be like very minimal.
That's
because
cool.
I am such an extra person and I wanted it to be like about what it was the marriage. So I didn't want photos. I didn't want like the social media aspect. I wanted it just to be about me and him. I was in just like a sweat set. We didn't take any photos. We took one selfie and we sent it to our family and our moms both were like, what? Because we didn't tell anybody. And they were like, is this a joke? And yeah. I'm like, no, we just went to the courthouse.
Whoa.
Yeah, so it was very special and intimate, which I really love because everything that we do is, like, obviously online and for everybody to see. So that was, like, something we got to really just do ourselves.
That's really cool. Yeah. I love that for you guys, that you were able to have that special moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then do it big.
Yes.
for your big wedding mm-hmm. with all your friends and family. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. So, okay, how many people were at your wedding?
Around 300.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very big wedding.
Yeah. Big wedding.
Yes.
Wow. Did it feel overwhelming to you or were you like thriving in that environment?
I was thriving.
Because
it's all my friends and family and a lot of people I don't get to see very often, you know, and a lot of people from that I graduated college with and a lot of people from Titans and of course all of the people Cullen went to high school with. And so it was just like all of our favorite people in one place. So
yeah.
I loved it so much.
That is so cool. Oh my gosh. So did you, when you were planning your wedding, mm-hmm. feel a little bit of pressure from social media to make it this big grand thing mm-hmm. or is that just exactly what you wanted to do?
A little bit of both. So okay. I'm a very extra person and I knew I wanted a very extra big wedding.
Yeah.
So like I kind of put that pressure on myself in general. I feel like I knew I wanted it big. Obviously everyone expects me to go big or go home on social media just because I feel like that's the expectation I give people because they know I'm extra. So like I guess a little bit of both, but that was always going to be that from the start. Like I am just an extra person, so everything I do is going to be over the top. And so that's when I knew, like, going into wedding planning, every single day of the week it was going to be over the top, every detail. And that's why I spent so much time into it, because I wanted it to be perfect.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, and it looked so amazing. So what was it like choosing your venue?
Mm-hmm.
So you said it's in Chattanooga.
Yes. Yeah.
What vibes were you going for?
So I really wanted like the overview, the look, and Cullen actually chose our venue,
which
is crazy, but we really wanted like a beautiful like outside scape, and they have the most stunning like mountain views, and they, Howe Farms actually has six or seven different venues on their estate. And the one we picked is just beautiful. The mountains were beautiful. The sunset was beautiful. Obviously, my one worry was weather going into it because you can't control it. Oh my gosh, we had the most stunning sunset at our wedding. It was, which of course we prayed. I know every bride probably prays going into wedding week, like, please the weather. Our weather was perfect.
Oh,
and the sunset was just, it was orange. It was beautiful.
That's amazing.
So, and then everything there is just done so well.
Yeah.
Like it is really, really pretty there. That's and Chattanooga is a really cool area too.
I know. I love Chattanooga.
Yeah.
So. And what a cool, like, okay, the sunset was super special. Mm-hmm. And now you have like the sunset on your ring.
On my ring. Yeah.
How
we
cool
thought
is that?
About that. And and my dress came to a point. And so that was another thing that whenever, like, I was picking this out, I was like, oh, it matches my dress. Not that that matters, but, you know.
Yeah, totally. I love
details.
That. Yeah, for sure. That's so cool. All right. So what was it like choosing your vendors? And mm-hmm. I'm sure you probably had, like, 20-plus vendors.
We had 300.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. 300 vendors.
Yes.
So
yeah.
Is that, like, okay, you hire a content company, there's five of them. Is that counting? Or is it like content company, videographer?
That's a good question. My planner said 300 vendors. So I'll have to. Our final meeting, we had hundreds of people on our final meeting. Yeah.
Wow.
It was crazy. A lot of people helped the day become what it was. Very, very particular when choosing my vendors because, number one, I mean, you see on social media all these like horrible situations of like, this happened and this happened, and this happened. And I was like, what's going to happen at mine?
Yeah.
But I was so particular with not only like, what are they good at, obviously, but their vibe. Because I wanted everyone on wedding day to vibe. And so every one of my vendors was amazing. Like, I did not have a problem with one single vendor of mine. Like, everyone did amazing, and everyone did amazing what they did. Like, my planner was amazing. Mm-hmm. My media team was great. That was really big. Obviously, media team for me. Like, I had to have a good photography, videography, content creation team. I had two videographers, like, as a team. Like, and then I had, I think, four different, like, photographers there. And then I had four content creators. We had a huge media team, but there was a lot to cover.
Right.
And then, I mean, obviously, our venue, we had, I mean, we had a lot of vendors. I could go on and on and on.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, let's get into it then.
Yeah.
So, like, as far as wedding goes, do you want to walk us through your day?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I started the day at 6 a.m.
Okay.
Really early. Yeah, so we started glam essentially at 6:30 because we did, like, all the transitions that morning. And so we got there very, very early, and our get ready area was in a different area than the guys. So the guys was, like I said, it's a big estate. So they were on like a different property, which is great because like I didn't have to worry about him like seeing me or anything. And then they obviously didn't start their day at six. They got, you know, they just frolicked around all day long until they were needed, but started the day. And then I got my hair and makeup done by Asia Nicole. And so she is a very big hair and makeup artist in Alabama. And she's done my hair and makeup for basically all of my large events in my life, like Titans games and stuff like that. So her and her team did hair and makeup. Of course, my planner, Madeline Tenney Events, she made the wedding what it was. Like, I, starting like wedding month, basically, she told all vendors not to reach out to me. And I did not have like one single stressor. And
that's amazing.
Nothing. Had like, in even wedding week, there was nothing I was like stressed about, worried about. I just got to be hands off. And it, that's what a good planner does.
Oh, seriously.
Like, and I didn't, it's amazing. I did not realize that, but like wedding day had nothing to worry about. Like, her timeline was down to the minute.
Wow.
Like, literally 5 minute by 5 minute increments. And that's why I think the day went by so smoothly, because she stayed on that. And I mean, when you have that many vendors, you have to.
Oh, yeah.
Or else something's going to go wrong. Yeah. I think the only thing in the timeline that went wrong was my dog. And that was not, that was no vendor. That was my dog.
Yeah,
and
so, that's hilarious.
But so got our hair and makeup done. And then my photography team was Creative Dust. And she's done my photos since high school. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, she did my high school graduation, our engagement, like everything. So that was a no-brainer for me.
Yeah.
And then the Holes, they did my videography, and they're out of Charleston, and they do a phenomenal job. So and it's husband and wife, so I really like that, because you know, if husband and wife, they get along, they know they know each other. And so media that morning was obviously a really big thing. And then we basically transformed my inside of my reception area, and so the build out for that started on Thursday.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Wow. Because we did full draping.
Yeah.
Which was a lot in the inside of that venue. So they were up until I think 4 a.m. on Friday draping out the entire reception area.
Wow.
But it was so amazing. The drapery was. I didn't realize how much drapery could change a space. Oh, changes it completely.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's, and then so floral started on Wednesday. My florist was also out of Chattanooga. It's Pollen Designs, and she did amazing. I want a calla lily. Calla lily is my favorite flower.
Those are so cool.
Oh my gosh, I love them. And I know a lot of people say they look like green onions, but like, they're beautiful green onions. So
yes,
who cares? But so she started that on Wednesday. And then, of course, all of my rentals and things came on Thursday as well. Also had a mirror aisle, so that was a really
so
big aspect.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, it was hot, but that was a really big aspect. So all of my stationery that I did leading up to the wedding was mirrored. So my save the date was an acrylic mirror.
That's so cool.
It was really, and because I wanted people when they showed up to be like, oh, that makes so much sense.
Yeah,
and also like I wanted my stationery to be different than like your normal, just like stationery. And so they started that on, I think, Friday, because it wasn't just a wrap. They had to build a floor, basically, like a wooden floor and then build the acrylic, which was like super thick.
Wow.
And it was really hot as well. I didn't think about, that was one thing I didn't think about, was the sun reflecting on it.
Oh yeah.
Which was beautiful though, because like all of the photos we took, when you look down, like you got the reflection photos.
Yeah.
It was stunning. Like,
that's so cool. The mirror,
it was beautiful. It was just really, really hot.
Yeah.
But the sun went down for our ceremony, so it was fine. So that started on Friday, and I'm trying to think. Everything was really basically done by Saturday.
Yeah.
Because she had all the vendors come and set up. We had a custom dance floor, Southern Event Wraps. They were out of Birmingham.
Yeah.
So I tried to really use either people in, you know, like the Chattanooga area that were local, or people out of Alabama that like were kind of local to me and where I was from.
Just because, cool.
I don't know. I just wanted to, and then obviously people that she really knew mm-hmm. and she felt comfortable with. That was another big thing. Like,
yes.
Things that I don't know. Obviously, like as a bride, this is my first wedding. So, and first and only wedding. So I'm like, I don't know these things. Like, so linens for, you know, I didn't think linens were a big deal. And she was like, no, they change the space, reception space. And I'm so glad I listened to her on that, because we did like overlay and it looked beautiful.
Oh, cool. I love an overlay.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I listened to her, because she was like, it really does change the space. I was like, because you see all these videos and people are like, and in that moment, I didn't care about the linens. And
right.
I'm like, oh, did they not matter? Oh,
yeah.
It makes a big difference in the space.
Mm-hmm.
So it, transformed. We had ice sculptures.
Yes, I saw your ice sculptures. It's so cool.
We had ice sculpture bar, actually.
Yeah,
cool. So we had ice sculptures basically all around the entire reception space.
Wow.
We had a hot air balloon.
Yes, mm-hmm. Your hot air balloon exit,
yes,
right?
Yes, so we had three different exits. But so I wanted something. Obviously, I didn't want to like leave in the actual hot air balloon because it was like nighttime. But I wanted the faux, and I wanted something no one had really ever seen before. And so hot air balloon is not done.
Yeah.
I have not seen it done.
No.
And so we did that, and it was, the sun was setting. It was beautiful. And then we came back, and then we danced some more, and then we did a full fireworks show. It was like 10-minute fireworks show.
Oh, my gosh.
It was amazing. And then right after that, we did Cole Sparks. So we did like several different exits because I was just like, why not? Just keep the hype going.
Keep it going. Yeah. So, it's almost like when you're at a concert and the encore comes back on. You know what I mean?
No, and that's literally what our wedding was. Like, there was not a dull moment.
Yeah.
Which made it so much fun, because, you know, my going into wedding, I was like, oh, I hope our wedding isn't boring. Like the dance floor, you know, that's
right.
Always like, oh, the dance floor isn't like dull.
Yeah.
Not a dull moment.
No, not a dull moment at all. So how would you describe like the style of your wedding?
It was honestly very chic and basic, because I'm such an extra person. I did not want a bunch of color.
Yeah.
So it was very neutral colors. And even like I gave a color palette to my guests. We actually had, with the stationery, I had someone watercolor paint me and Cullen outfits
beautiful.
On us. And it was like an inspo outfit for them to wear.
Cute.
So Ledgewood Fine Stationery, they're actually out of Birmingham too. They watercolor painted it, and so people knew exactly what to wear and what colors, and they understood the assignment. Everyone looked amazing.
Wow.
All browns, neutrals, tans, and it just like looked really soft, but everything was very chic and upscale. Like everything just looks so amazing. There was no color at all. There was no blacks, because, you know, a lot of people add black with that, but I just wanted it like very light and airy toned, and it was so pretty. It was so pretty. Even like all the drapery inside was very neutral as well, very tan. Everything went perfect.
Oh,
it was
good.
So good. Different taupes. Yeah.
And your bridesmaids wore, was
taupe.
It like
taupe? Yeah. Yeah, so, and the guys wore, like, a light tan, and so I wanted everyone to be in different shades of the tans and browns.
That's pretty.
It was very aesthetically pleasing.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, well, I wear color so much, so I was like, this can be neutral.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, and it turned out really good.
Yeah,
so,
that's awesome.
Yep.
Okay, I know people are probably wondering and want to hear from you the dress. So I was following along with your story too, and there was a dress debacle, right?
There was a whole debacle.
Okay.
All
right,
whole thing.
Spill the tea. Yes. You want to hear this?
So I went this past fall to New York because I knew my dress taste was going to be of New York taste.
Oh, yes.
I knew I wanted something different. I went in thinking I wanted a big princess gown, like diamonds galore, all the things. And then, of course, as most brides say, you go in thinking you want this and you go out with the exact opposite. And that's kind of what I ended up with, because all of the dresses that, like, were the big princess ball gown, as you know, I do so much, like, outside of the wedding, just, like, with what I do, I felt like I was just going to a normal event, kind of like how I wear, yeah. I wear dresses to events all the time. And so I did not feel like a bride at all. And so I went to several different stores when I was in New York, and I kind of started figuring out, like, oh, this is my style. And I never would have expected myself in lace, ever.
Yeah.
But it made me feel like a bride, because I had never really put myself in lace, because it wasn't, like, the bougie thing that I normally wear.
Right.
And so I went to several different designer stores, and then we also went to Kleinfeld, just because I was like,
you gotta do it, right? If you're in New York.
Right. Like, you might as well. Yeah. Just growing up, I watched the show. And there I kind of figured out my vibe, because I liked the base of the dresses that were, like, tight to my body, but I knew I wanted more coming out of it, because yeah. I was wanting to be extra, but also wanted a form-fitting. So I was like, we've got to figure out where I can do all these in one. And so we were in Kleinfeld, and I had on four different dresses at the same time, because I had something on my arm for this, and then I had the base of it, and then they had another one flipped around on my back. And I was like, okay, so am I going to be able to find a dress that, like, has all these aspects? Like, and so then we went to Golly La Hob after that, and I found they had a base of a dress, but it was tan. Mm-hmm. And none of the dresses there are lined either. Like, yeah. So, but Golly La Hob does a lot of custom dresses. And so that's, I kind of knew going into this, I was going to probably have a custom dress, because I'm so picky.
Right.
And I knew I wanted something that, like, not everyone would be able to just, like, find off the rack, essentially.
Yeah.
And so I found the base of the dress, and I was like, this in white and lined, I love, but let's start adding stuff. So we were walking around the store, and I knew I wanted the overskirt.
Yes.
Aspect of the train, and I knew I wanted a very long train, and so I was like, let's put this train on. And it was already, I want to say, 4 or 5 foot, like your normal train,
right?
And so I was like, this, but if we added 7 foot to it, and I didn't think, like, I did
just
not,
a little bit more, right?
No, and I was like, I didn't think about how long 7 foot was, like, that's taller than most men, obviously.
Right, yeah.
And so obviously we put the train on. And then I started designing. We sat on an iPad and designed my dress. And so I knew I wanted sleeves, but I wanted the sleeves to obviously match the corset of the dress. And then the train and the overskirt was obviously completely custom. And so the bodice of this was lined in rhinestones. So we lined the entire train in the rhinestones. And so, like, photo and video doesn't really pick up all the details of it, but the entire train was lined in those rhinestones. And then the lace of my entire dress was also lined in the entire, like, entirety
oh,
of it.
Oh my God.
But it was huge. And so it's, like, so much fabric. And it was also, like, 75 pounds.
Oh,
like, just the train over skirt. Like,
wow,
nothing.
Not even just the dress.
No, the dress was probably itself, like, very heavy, because it yeah. was sewn and beaded and, like, the, yeah, crazy. And at first, I was going to wear little sleeves like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
But then I decided I wanted to do the sleeves. So I had different options, because I was like, I need different options. I don't know what I'm going to want to do.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, going into it, I thought I was going to do multiple dress changes, because I was like, obviously.
Yeah.
But I loved the dress I was making so much that I was like, no, I'm not. I want to keep this on. But the top was, like, a detachable, obviously. So I was like, let's literally create different dresses out of this dress. And so we had the detachable skirt. And so we took that off for my reception for, like, the first dance, the sweet dances, and we had that bustled, and that was, like, the base, the form fitting. And then whenever we started all the fun, like, surprise dances, we had a custom bubble skirt made. And
so cute.
So basically the same exact, so my overskirt was taffeta, and I was like, I want my skirt to look very the same as the overskirt. And so we did the exact same taffeta for my bubble skirt, and it, like, it all goes together.
It totally does.
And it was so, so cute. And so basically we just took the bottom half of the other dress off, put the bubble on, and then I had custom cowgirl boots, and we had
so cute.
It was like a whole moment.
Yeah.
But I was supposed to get my dress in January, and I didn't get it until the end of April. And then my train, so I was telling people, like, during all this, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to get it by the wedding, because my train that was 75 pounds got stuck in customs.
Oh my gosh. Because it was my,
and my dress was made in Israel. So, and like I said, it wasn't like they had some people, like, it was completely custom to my body. Like, this was my dress essentially. And, so I made a video and I was like, cause I went to New York expecting to come home with my dress, but it was stuck in customs.
Yeah. Cause didn't you fly there just to get your dress?
And it wasn't there. Right. So that was a whole thing.
Wow.
And so then I made a video and, oh my gosh, thank goodness for social media, because one of my followers on Facebook, her best friend worked in customs at the place that my dress was at, and her boss, like, escalated it, and I got my dress 2 days later, and she was like, there, with it being as heavy as it was, she was like, you probably wouldn't have gotten it for your wedding.
Oh my gosh.
Right? And I was like,
literally, thank God for your following that you
have. I was
like,
I could kiss you on the forehead right now.
Yes.
Like, yeah. So I got it. I actually had bridal portraits scheduled like mid-April, because obviously, and I got it 10 a.m. the day of my bridal portraits and took my bridal portraits that evening.
Oh my gosh, in the nick of
and
time.
And it didn't fit me.
You were probably sweating the whole time. I was. Yeah.
And it didn't even fit me. That was another thing.
Man.
My custom dress that like has my name in the tag did not fit me. So I had to find someone in Nashville to like, you know, make this dress that was made for me fit me.
Oh,
because
man.
That skirt is, it being 75 pounds, it needs industrial stuff on it. And they just had like a little itty bitty clip. And so we had to add like some very heavy duty metal to it, because like,
whoa,
with it being so heavy and it's sitting on my, like the form of my back, it needed something to like help it sit up.
Wow.
And like when you're walking around like that much. Yeah. So it was a whole, there's so much more I could go into for that,
yeah,
but it was a full, it was beautiful. I absolutely love my dress, but it was a thing. It was a whole thing.
It was an ordeal trying to get it all together, but it was worth it.
It was so worth it.
I think.
It was worth it.
I absolutely love it. I feel like I've been a guest on podcasts lately. Guests have come on and I've referenced your dress so many times because I just love the versatility of it and how you kept the corset, but you did so many different things and it looked like completely different dresses the whole time.
Thank you.
And I loved that.
Yeah, a lot of people had no idea. They were like, I posted a video and they were like, oh my gosh, I had no idea that, like, I thought you just changed complete dresses. And I'm like, okay, well then I need to break this down because, you know, obviously I had a lot of opinions and feedback
on it.
But I just think it's different than like the normal. And also, it's different than what I expected myself in. And like, I stated that before. I was like, before the wedding, I was like, this is not the dress I thought I was going to be in. Or like, but I knew it's extra. Like, this is the longest train that they were like, this is one of the longest train we've ever made. That's a bridal store saying that. So if a bridal store is saying that, then, you know, they've made a lot of bridal dresses.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a long train.
Yeah.
Literally,
the royal
extra
wedding happening. Yes.
Literally.
So good.
It was an extra dress. Very, very extra.
Yeah.
It's just hard for photo and video to pick up, like, the details of some dresses. And, like, the detailing of it was insane.
Yeah. Do you want to go into that a little bit? There was some backlash on your dress and your wedding. Like, how did that feel after, you know, all the planning, all the decision making that you've done to maybe see some of these comments and opinions on social media?
I kind of set myself up. Like, I set myself up to be prepared for it because I'm a very extra person. And, like, I always get people's feedback on social media. Like, when you're on social media, you're putting everything out there. You just, like, that's people's opinions. And honestly, like, people's opinions aren't what bother me, because everyone's going to be entitled to their own opinion. It's just like the meanness of it. And so I was very much ready and expected for people to have their own opinions. And like anytime I'm like super extra with something, it's always going to make somebody mad. And especially like you put that with the wedding industry is crazy. I had no idea. Mm-hmm. But you put those side by side, I was just like expecting it. But I woke up on Wednesday in our honeymoon in Hawaii, and I was tagged in like 600 videos. All about my dress. Nothing about the wedding, all about my dress. And so I was definitely not prepared for that, because I mean, I figured like some people wouldn't like it. I mean, it's not everyone's cup of tea, but I did not expect the outpour of like, there were people, girls saying that they were disappointed in me and stuff. And I'm like, who are you to say you're disappointed in like my wedding dress? Like, it was just, I think people get disconnected obviously with social media, but I'm like, this is also like, obviously, like, my wedding and I'm showing everything, but also I am just a girl and this is just my wedding and my wedding dress as well, you know? Yes. Like, it's a very special day, no matter social media or not. So it was very hurtful. Like, I wasn't, like, prepared for that. And, like, that day I was, like, asking Cullen, I was like, so do you promise you like my dress? and he was like, do not listen. Like, everyone has their own. And that's why there's so many options for dresses.
Totally.
Because everyone has a different style.
Exactly.
But the only thing I didn't understand was people saying that they expected more, because I'm like,
your
what?
Train.
I was
think.
Like, what more? Like, I had a 14-foot train. There was bedazzles all over my dress. There was rhinestones. Like, I was like, I don't know what much more that they could have wanted or asked for. And I mean, it wasn't the cheapest dress.
No.
So, yeah. I was like, but I was expecting hate. I mean, being on social media, I get it daily. And anytime I do anything like big, like it's very much expected. And if you hit the right for you page, it's going to be people that don't understand what you're doing at all. And you just kind of got to just like let it slide. And obviously married for me, like we're very rooted in God. So like I knew that this was like very biblical, and I just took it as an attack from the enemy, because it was such a biblical, amazing weekend with God. And so I just had to stay in prayer that weekend, because it was it was hard. Like, whenever you have, like, that many, and it's sad because, like, girls are supposed to stick together.
I know.
And I'm like, why are all these girls, like, being so, but I feel like that's their, some girls just take it as a moment to catch a view. And I'm like, that's so sad that, like, you feel like you have to tear another girl down to get a view about something like that. Because, like, I could never imagine going online and tearing down another girl's wedding dress. Like,
I know
there are some dresses that are like not my cup of tea, but like it's your wedding.
Yeah,
like if you feel beautiful in it, then you feel like so
right.
But I prepared myself. Like, I definitely prepared myself for the hate, just that's because good. You have to.
Yeah,
whenever you're like showing everybody everything, which I showed everybody
every
single step.
You
so,
were
like,
so involved on social with your wedding,
with the wedding, so
building up to it,
right? And so like I was expecting, and like I like hearing people's opinions, even if they're like critique. I'm like, what else? What would they have done differently?
Yeah,
but critique is different than like the hatefulness.
Oh
so.
Yeah, definitely.
But, yeah.
Oh gosh, yeah. So there were some amazing elements in your reception. Mm-hmm. There was a drum line, like you said, the hot air balloon send off, like dance numbers. Maybe walk us through like the progression of the night with all of that.
So that was like a whole production in itself. So our first dance, we did a voiceover. So back in February, we went to one of our friends' houses and we did it separately. We voiceovered like things that we loved about each other.
That's so sweet.
And it was so sweet. And we didn't listen to it until our first dance.
I love that.
It was like so special. And so we did our first dance, of course, like the traditional dances. And then the DJ did like, you know, how long have y'all been together? And then we slipped out. And then that's when we did the dress change. And me and Cullen did a surprise dance. So we did like a cowgirl country dance, and we have been practicing that since January.
Wow.
We got it choreographed. Yeah. And so lots of practicing went into that. It was not his favorite thing to practice ever. We would get finished working out, be like, okay, practice time.
Yeah.
But it turned out so good. Like, we did lifts in it. It was so much fun. And then of course we did the University of Alabama Crimsonette fight song. That's like a huge tradition. For any Alabama Crimsonette, like we have a wedding and I had a ton of Crimsonettes there. So we did the fight song and then I had Big Al come to the wedding. So that was a surprise factor. And a lot of people that also ESPN and SEC covered, that aspect of the wedding.
Yeah, so cool.
A lot of people, and because like people, it hits people's For You pages that don't understand or don't know the tradition. And they're like, why is she doing this at the wedding? And people don't understand the tradition behind it.
Yeah.
But like, it's a huge thing. Like, if you don't do it at your wedding as a Crimsonette, like, that's weird.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, most people do it. But usually that's the end of that. And then the reception starts. But obviously, me being with the Titans, I wanted that aspect as well. And so back in, I want to say January when the season was ending, I was like, hey, y'all, like, obviously, they were all coming to the wedding anyways. Yeah. I was like, I would love to do some kind of surprise something with everybody. And obviously, it takes a lot of logistics because you have the drums. Like, that's a lot of equipment. We also had T-Rack come, which was cool. But we practiced. We did a whole practice. We had someone on the team. He put together a track. And the song that they put together, it was like the beginning of that song had drumming in it and they just started playing it and no one knew that they were there. And they all changed into blue ties too, which was really
so
cute.
Cool.
And so they came out from behind the drapery. And of course I was on the cymbals, which was what I did during pregame. And it was so much fun.
Everyone
was like so excited, so surprised and hyped. It, like, got the dance floor hype because once, I mean, the drum line's so much fun.
Yeah.
And their personalities, like, everyone's used to performing. So it was a blast. And then, of course, we did, you know, we danced, like, literally all night long. And then the sunset, had the hot air balloon, came back. We did, I did the toss. And then Cullen, instead of doing the garter toss, he did a football toss.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Because we were like iffy about the whole garter thing.
Yeah.
But my sister-in-law, she is about to graduate from Alabama as well. And so he threw it to her boyfriend. So
nice.
Think she'll be next.
Yeah.
But after that, we did a fireworks show. Well, we did our last dance. And then we did a 10-minute fireworks show, which was like crazy because it was like a very good fireworks show. And then we did cold sparks and then we did the car exit. So we had like several different aspects, but I didn't want there to really be like a dull moment. Essentially, there was always something going on, something for like, I don't know, it was so much fun.
Yeah.
But it went by so fast. Like the night went by so fast because there was always something happening. And I didn't get to like eat much because I was so busy.
Yes, I know. You're performing, you're, you know, doing all these things. Mm-hmm. It's hard to, you know, because you're performing while people are eating probably.
They got to enjoy it and I heard great things. We had Talk of the South. They're out of Coleman.
Okay.
Or Alabama. They're out of Alabama and their food is good. That was one big thing that Cullen cared about was our food. And it was like country cooking. We had like the best country cooking at the wedding.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we had like banana pudding. Yeah, it was a very good country cooking plate.
Yeah.
So I wish I would have had more. So
I love it. Yeah. And I saw you had Tom DJ who was your DJ. I know him.
Awesome.
He's so cool. He does all like the smoke and the cannons.
We did. That was another thing we did. Yeah. The cannons. That was so much fun. Yeah. He was awesome too. Like he definitely contributed to the night being so fun. Like the music was fun. Like he got on the dance floor and danced with his like sequins jacket. Yeah. It was literally, when I say every vendor was amazing, that was a part of it. Like, it couldn't have done it without everybody.
Yeah.
It went amazing. We did not have a poor experience with anyone.
That's so good.
Yeah. Which is not,
I know, that's
normal.
Not typical,
not
especially
typical.
When you have 300 vendors for them to all work together in unison and, you know.
Right. Not typical at all.
Yeah.
And
amazing.
It was amazing.
So, were there any moments that went off script a little bit?
Not really. I actually thought about this yesterday because so many people have been like, what went wrong? My dress ripped right before the ceremony.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So it was my overskirt because it's so big. It was being stepped on so much. But because I had so many metal pieces, we just put it on a different one. So like I had a mini meltdown, but it wasn't like that big of a deal.
Yeah.
I, of course, had my dog there. She wasn't a part of the ceremony, but we took photos because she had her own wedding dress.
Oh, that's so cute.
It was so cute. But we didn't think about the fact she got terrified by the mirror aisle. Like, she saw herself in it Oh my gosh, peed everywhere. And there was pee all over the mirror aisle, which wasn't like a big deal, but it was just like one of those things. And the timeline kind of by like 10 minutes, so it was bad. But like, nothing went wrong.
That's amazing. It
was
just
crazy. I was like thinking, I was like, what went wrong? Because nothing. Wow. We ran out of hats at our reception because we did a Alabama Titans and Cowboys inspired hat. And I didn't, you know, you don't know how many to get. I didn't want to be left over with hundreds of hats.
Right.
Because everyone's like, don't get too many favors. Oh, everyone loved them so much. And we, like, ran out of hats. But we ordered more. So it wasn't a big deal. That's what I'm saying. Like, all the things were, like, not a big deal at all.
Right.
So, yeah, like, we, nothing. Which is crazy amazing. Because going into it, I was like, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Everyone always has something.
Right.
Nothing. Nothing went wrong.
That's incredible. A blessing.
Even the weather being so perfect. Man. Like, and even our rehearsal dinner, everything was perfect.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, testament to your planner and your vendors.
100%. Like, it was a huge testament to all my vendors and my plan. My planner was why it went so perfect. Like, when I tell you, she had it by the minute. And she, like, did all the vendor communication. I did nothing.
Yeah.
Other than enjoy. I mean, like, I enjoyed it. And I did, like, obviously all the details going up to it. But, like, that's my piece of advice for anyone is, like, find you a planner that will, that you don't have to stress, or a coordinator, like, very much. And also I had a bridal liaison. So I had someone in a team that was with me all day long, like, making sure the dress was good, making sure, like, I was drinking water, stuff, you know, that's stuff like great. That, making sure Cullen was, like, good, where he was supposed to be at.
Yeah.
And stuff like that is why the day went by so fast. Having a good team makes the world of difference.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For sure.
So, yeah.
So would that be your piece of advice for people who might be watching or listening to this?
Yes. Yeah. I would say, number one, enjoy wedding week. Like, don't get caught up, because wedding week hit and I did not stress any, like, at all. Everyone's like, are you stressed out? Like, how are you feeling? And I was like, I'm great. You know, I really feel like I enjoyed every second of the weekend. Like, every single second. It's not like right now I'm like, oh, I just wish I could go back. Like, I mean, obviously, like, it's a beautiful weekend, but I really feel like I took in every single second and moment. And it was because I had such a good team that I could, like, trust and rely on. And they did, I mean, the best ever. And, you know, just having the relationship, me and her still text, like, she's one of my friends now.
Yeah.
And so, like, making relationship with, because you want someone that actually cares about you and your, you know, not just your wedding,
right,
like, you in general. And so, yeah, being in the moment, but also you can't really be in the moment unless you have a good team behind you, because if you're doing it all by yourself, like, it's just hard. Like, you're having to basically coordinate everything by yourself on your day. And so, even if you don't, like, if you can't do the planner, at least have a day of coordinator.
Yes.
Because you want to be in the moment. And literally, my day was perfect because of my team and all the vendors. So, that would definitely be my advice, because my day was perfect.
Yes. Okay. Yep. Any of you watching or listening, take Chloe's advice. Hire the professionals, because it makes a big difference for your day.
Huge difference. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so you are married now.
Yes.
You are Chloe Holiday Hubbard.
Crazy. That sounds like crazy to me.
I love that you did your name how you did it.
I
think it sounds so cool. Have you felt any, like, post-wedding blues since the big day?
No, not really. Like, I feel better. I've seen a lot of that. Like leading up to it, I'm like, am I going to feel like that? Because I had, like, so much time I was putting in. It feels like relief.
Yeah.
Like, I, like, get my time back. Like, I'm busy. I have a lot of things going on. And, like, while I loved planning the wedding and I, like, had all these details, I'm very relieved that I have my time back.
Yes.
And I think, too, like, it feels nice that all that time was worth it because the wedding was so amazing. But, like, I'm very happy that, like, to go back to normal life.
Yeah.
I have, like I said, I have a busy life. I have football season coming up.
Right.
I have, you know, we have our own business now, and so just being able to, like, I don't know. And conversation too. Like, I can talk about stuff and I'm not consumed by just the wedding. Like, right. I know, like, obviously it's fun, but sometimes I know that had to get annoying. Like, mm-hmm. literally every conversation was just about the wedding. So I don't know. I am more relieved. I'm not really blues. I'm more relieved that, like, yeah. it was perfect, but also, like, I have my time back now. I can, like, do more things mm-hmm. without, like, having this, oh, wait, no, I have to plan this and this and this. So, yeah. And, like, my paychecks aren't going straight to the wedding.
Totally,
that's
right?
That's a big thing, too.
Yeah, that's a huge help.
Yeah.
So, is there anything you regret? Or would you go back and be like, yes, I want to do my wedding this big all over again?
I don't think I regret anything. Like, I wish I would have saved myself a plate of food.
Right.
That's one thing I'm like, yeah. That is something I'm like, I wish I would have saved myself a plate so I could have ate everything that we had. Which is the most minute thing ever. Like, there is right. nothing I would have changed between, like, everything. I mean, I love where we did the batch trip at, went to Jackson Hole. I had events leading up to the, I mean, like, I had
so many events, so many looks leading up to
right,
your big
so
day.
So many different things. And I think because of that is a big reason why there are no blues. There are no, like, regrets, because I literally feel like I did everything there could have been. For the things that I want to do, I feel like I did it all. So there is no regrets, really.
Your bridal era.
I had my era.
And you lived it to the fullest.
Right. Yeah. And I loved it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't regret anything, really.
That's so good.
Yeah. And then, of course, I got to be in the moment, too, on wedding day, because People Great. Magazine covered the wedding.
Yeah.
Which was really, I mean, obviously, that was awesome. Yes. But also, I couldn't post until they announced, obviously. So, me being able to be in the moment and be off my phone was really awesome. Because I just got, I mean, the day goes by so fast. I don't want to spend it on my phone. So, I had no idea where my phone was all day long. We left the venue for the exit. And me and Cullen forgot our phones at the venue. So
we
got there and I was like, hey, so we don't have any form of communication to anyone right now. So, we just sat outside waiting for someone to, like, come to the house. Because I was like, so. What do we do now?
That's so good.
But yeah, no regrets. Like, everything was seriously perfect. And that's such a blessing, because I know, like, I mean, trust me, I watched so many videos leading up to wedding.
I'm
like,
sure you
girls,
did.
Like, being like, this was a nightmare. And this happened. And this happened. Right. And it was perfect. Like, everything went great. Like, I would not change a thing.
I love it. I'm so happy for you.
I'm very blessed for that,
though.
Because some things are out of your control.
Yes.
Like the weather, that was one big thing. I was like, that's completely out of my
being
control.
Outdoors? Yeah.
Which we had a rain plan, but nobody wants to use a rain plan.
I know.
So, but yeah, everything was perfect.
Oh, good. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. All right. So as we close out, like, what are you working on next? You said you have a business.
Yes.
Like, football season's coming up.
Yep.
Like, what you got going on?
So actually this Friday we are filming for the Titans, because our new uniforms just came in.
Oh, yay!
Yeah, so they just did new rebranding, so I will be in a new uniform this year. And so we are starting practices literally next week.
Wow.
So we start, there is no off time really for me. I'd start hit the ground running. And then, of course, I have Extra by Chloe, which is my business. And we've been putting out different drops and stuff. And now I will have more time to really, like, put time into it. We're doing a 4th of July drop, but really trying to do a lot more with that. I just didn't really have much time to, put into the business as much as I wanted to. So putting a lot of time into that. And then I have a lot of different side quests coming up too.
Ooh, that's exciting.
A lot of different things coming up that I can't say yet, but a lot of exciting things. I'm very, very excited about the future for this year, and just seeing, I mean, with the new season too has to offer, and the next year we'll be in the new stadium. So a lot of exciting things for that. For NFL. And so, and then, of course, Cullen, I have him helping me with everything, which is, I'm very thankful for him. Like, he supports me in everything, which is, I'm very thankful for that, because I have a lot going on. And so he's always there helping. So not here today, because he didn't pick much about the wedding. He was like, whatever you want, except for I want banana pudding. So.
Right. Yeah. I love that. Oh, that's so good. Thank you so much for
Thank
just
for
taking time
on.
Out of your day to share all about your wedding. I know, like, like you said, People Magazine had to hold it for a while. I feel like all of us were just like waiting till
Everyone was like, what is she doing?
I know she had her wedding. Like, when's the content coming out? Because I know she had content happening.
Some people were mad about it, too. People were like, on Sunday, they were like, what is she doing? Like, literally, what could she be doing? And then some people were commenting, like, they went on Howe Farms website and was like, I know that she had to be out about 11 p.m. It's one of their rules. Oh, what is she doing? And
I'm
like,
hilarious.
That's hilarious. It was so, but of course, like, couldn't post until they did.
Right.
But yeah, it was great. And so, thank you for having me on.
Of course. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And we'll see you soon. Bye.
There you have it. Another episode of the Wedding Reporter podcast. To see those gorgeous wedding and engagement photos, head over to NashvilleBrideGuide.com for more behind the scenes content. And if you like this episode, I would so appreciate it if you would rate and subscribe the show. See you next time for another great episode.
Are you planning the wedding of your dreams or perhaps a special milestone celebration? Today's episode is brought to you by HoneyFund, the ultimate wedding and celebration registry platform. With HoneyFund, you can create a personalized registry for your special occasion, whether it's for a wedding, honeymoon, anniversary, or any other celebration. HoneyFund makes it easy for your loved ones to contribute to experiences and gifts that truly matter to you. From romantic dinners to adventurous excursions, you can customize your registry with experiences you'll cherish forever. And here's the best part. HoneyFund is not just about receiving gifts. It's about creating memories. With their flexible funding options, your guests can contribute towards your dream experiences or even provide cash gifts for you to use however you'd like. Plus, HoneyFund offers a user-friendly platform with no hidden fees, so you can focus on celebrating while they handle the rest. It's hassle-free and convenient for both you and your guests. And guess what? Setting up your registry is quick and easy. In just a few simple steps, you can create a beautiful registry that reflects your unique style and preferences. So whether you're planning a wedding, honeymoon, or a special occasion, make it unforgettable with HoneyFund. Visit their website today at honeyfund.com to start creating your free honeymoon registry. HoneyFund, where your dreams become gifts.